Burns is connecting to audio.
Oh, no.
He said, oh, no.
There, that's better.
Is it, though?
I think so. I wanted the split screen, you on one side, Discord on the other side.
Oh, I see. Okay. I need to go get a drink before we do the Star Trek thing.
Okay.
It's our last Star Trek thing.
Da, da, da. I know.
So as an experiment, are we on the stream?
Yeah.
Okay. So that means it's recording, right?
Yes, it's recording. Okay.
All right. Good. So my question is as an experiment, what did we feel about the whole Star Trek thing? We didn't really ever get engagement from it. Of course, YouTube is you can't just put up on YouTube. You have to promote. You know what I'm saying? You can't just post a video. You have to actively tweet about it and, you know, put it on Facebook and stuff like that to get people. The last video had 6 views, and I did that as an experiment, and I didn't do any tweeting out about it. I just posted the video. So,
I mean, I don't mind doing it. I don't know that we're getting a lot of view. I mean, it's I enjoyed watching the show, but
and no, I'm just saying it is, I don't necessarily. I don't know what we want to do. I think it makes more sense to use the YouTube channel to do other things. But it was
an experiment.
It was an interesting thing. I don't feel like
there are many other recaps that specialize probably in Star Trek recaps, so they would be ones to get the views.
Oh yeah, yeah. And they do. They get thousands of views. But you know, we could do that, but then we would have to be more, we would have to do the recap the day that the show came out.
Right.
And we would have to, and you don't have time to do that. So
right.
It's not going to happen. But that's all right. We did our 10. It's like, if anything, it got me to a point where I understand how to do split screens and two shots and multicam stuff much easier. And to the point, it really doesn't take much longer than the length of the video to edit. And the only reason it takes that long is because I'm going through and switching camera shots. So. It's like if I just threw up a static two shot of us, I would be done with the video in a lot less time.
So you do, I think you told me this. So you watch it, and then as you're watching it, you just like hit a button to flip the shot.
Basically,
like you were live switching almost.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing. So I basically, the only thing I do, I should make a video about it. That would probably be an interesting video. But the video, basically what I do is I take the audio that we're going to use, and I clean it up. So I do all the regular processing stuff that we do on our audio, and I make that the master audio clip. So I don't do any editing, like clipping in it. I just I just top and tail it because obviously I want it to match the video. Then I bring it into Premiere, and I make an atom sequence. So the atom sequence is you, and then I sync the master audio to your track and then throw away your audio. And then I make a master sequence for me, and mine's a little bit weirder because I have multiple, my camera records in 5-minute increments, so I have to combine the files to make my entire sequence. But I mean, it's just literally just dragging them in sequence on there. Mm-hmm. I sync the audio, and then I throw away mine, and because I'm using a 4K camera, I have to do some trimming of my video to zoom it in and frame it. Then I have your master video and my master video as sequences, right? Two different sequences in Premiere. And then I make a third sequence called Two Shot. And then I take I drop both of our videos on there. I basically crop them. I crop them 25% left and right. And I play around with that a little bit to just make sure that we're both centered in our cropped pictures. Mm-hmm. And then I move the two crop pictures to the two sides, and I reduce the size of them so that there's a border around them. And then I throw in a space background, and that's the two shot. And then I take all three of those sequences and I create a multicam sequence out of it. And that's the multicam.
That sounds longer than the length of the episode, because that sounded like quite a bit of setup. Maybe it's really
fast.
It's
really fast. And then the final thing I do is I make a final sequence, which is the one that we're going to put out. And then I throw in that multicam sequence into it. And then you can rig in Premiere Pro to say, this is a multicam sequence. And then as you play it, you just tap 1, 2, 3 to switch between the three camera shots. And then I do a little bit, I throw that overlay, I throw the mix minus overlay on it. And then finally, after everything's said and done, I'll take the little graphics that have our Twitter accounts and our mix minus stuff. And I sprinkle those in on a different layer up above it. So those are just added in, and I've been using the same ones. So Gary says, this is not live yet. Well, actually he asked, he's like, this is not live yet.
You know, that's interesting because Mark said I didn't stream, but first. And I did stream, but first.
What do you mean? Last week?
Yeah, this most recent one.
You forgot to record.
No, I did.
You forgot to stream until after we were done doing. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about Lower Decks. No, I don't know what happened with but first. I don't know. Archer was streaming last night.
Well, I'm streaming. It tells me I'm streaming. I'm looking at it right now.
Maybe
maybe
Gary just doesn't realize that we're live.
I'm gonna listen to it and see.
Uh-oh. Gonna listen to
streaming.
It
tells me I'm streaming. No, that's us. No, we are streaming.
We're gonna listen to it now.
We'll see. I'm listening and it's streaming, so I don't know. I don't know what the deal is with Gary. We are on the stream. Yeah, Mark said you know what? Actually, maybe there's a problem with TuneIn, because Mark listens on TuneIn. And he said we weren't on TuneIn, so maybe there's a problem on TuneIn, but I
don't think so. I'm listening on TuneIn, and it's fine.
Oh, okay. Well, then I don't know.
Maybe it's just Mark.
Could be. He said, I tried to listen live, but you weren't streaming. And I said, well, my application told me I was streaming. So I don't know.
Well, Gary Bearden, if you're not hearing us live, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well,
all right, I'm going to go get my
drink. If he's not hearing us live, Daniel, then he didn't hear you say you're sorry.
Oh. Oh.
No, yeah, there's a plot afoot, Cyclone. That's right. No, the email problem. What was the email problem? Oh, yeah. I know what the email problem was. So, okay. So the email here, do we want a technical explanation of what the email problem was? So, what I think the email problem was, it's really weird though, because you emailed the night before I did anything and I did not make a change. However, no, because we were having problems as well, but maybe they were too, maybe it was just a coincidence. Maybe your thing happened and then I did something and then, anyway. Maybe it was coincidence, but Friday when we recorded, I tested it out and it wasn't working, but I had changed the name servers because, well, long story, but, the name server, our domain name is on hover.com and that's also the name servers because we were just forwarding that to the anchor page. And now we wanted to set up an actual website. And so we could try this transcription stuff, which I still need to actually put a theme on it and all that kind of stuff. But we have a site now. There's just nothing there. It just says hello or whatever. Anyway, so I changed the name servers. But what I didn't realize is, I know this is fascinating. What I think happened is when I changed the name servers, the mail forwarding stopped working because you're muted.
Yeah,
because
it was through Hover. And so when you switch your DNS, switch
Hover
your name servers.
Say, hey, by the way, this forward that you're paying for is not going to work if you switch your name servers. Anyway, regardless.
But you don't pay for the forward. You get the forward for free when you register your domain.
I think I'm paying for it.
No, it's free.
I'll have to look.
I can forward any of my domains to anywhere.
So. No, the mail forward, not the domain.
Oh, the mail.
Forward.
No, you can forward one mail for free because I do that with that darn Elvis.
So, regardless, DigitalOcean is where I host my WordPress sites. So, I had to forward the name server. I had to change the name server stuff to the DigitalOcean name servers. So, then what I did is I went into the DNS on DigitalOcean. And I added MX records for the mail to point back to Hover.
Yes.
And that seemed to fix it. There you go.
The mail is now fixed.
Technical, technical moment with Adam. Thank you. Although I didn't do anything until Friday, Cyclone. So if you sent something on Thursday, I don't know.
No, that's not true. You fixed the mail earlier in the week because you and I were testing the email on Tuesday.
No. Last week he sent the thing and we didn't get it. And we were like, why didn't we get it?
Oh, yeah. But I mean, we got the one for this week.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about last week. I don't know why we didn't get his from last week is what I'm saying. Because
it eventually came through.
Well, yeah. But I'm saying I didn't make that change until after he had already sent that email. So it should have.
But anyway, because you had told me that you had switched the thing. You had told me that earlier. It doesn't matter, Adam. I noticed that we're no longer going to butt first.
Yeah, I fixed it.
So now the question is do...
Yeah, we're going to try that because I did all that.
No, but I was saying, but do you want to do the transcript or do you want me to do the transcript?
Well,
literally go into Microsoft Word and you drag the file up there and it basically will do the transcript. And then obviously kind of eyeball it and see if there's anything that's crazy and out of... You know, things that are out of whack, like if it says that we said Elvis Graceland or some weird thing when we were trying to say Disney. I don't know.
So I do what? So I open Word.
I knew you were going to ask me this.
You don't have to tell me now. But
no, I'm going to tell you right now, Adam. Nope, Adam, I'm going to tell you right now. You go to Word, you open a new blank document.
Yeah.
See where it says dictate up in the top? Yeah. Drop that down.
Okay.
And ignore it because that is not where it's
okay.
at.
Okay.
File.
Okay. Import.
I'm looking. I did this. I tested it. I did this. Blank document. No, I just opened a new document. I want a new document. Insert.
I bet I could Google it.
Yes, you should Google it. That is exactly what you should do.
Transcription Word.
Microsoft Word. Or you just up in the Word.
It says Microsoft 365. Does it work in the, is it only in the online one or is it in the?
No, because I did it. Well, I mean, Microsoft 365 is a.
But some people have purchased the just Word, for instance.
Well, I didn't.
You know what? You were right, but I don't have. So it says you go to the dictate thing and wait a minute. Hold on. It says you go to dictate, what tab is that on now? Home?
The home tab.
And then it doesn't look like it looks on theirs. So in the thing that in the article, it says there's a little arrow next to dictate and it comes down and says, the menu comes down and says,
trying it online. Hold on. I know I did this. So
well, it might be online. It says transcribe.
Yeah, let me try.
So let me see if it's on the online version.
New blank document.
What's the online?
Office.com. Just go to office.com and then there'll be a Word.
I pay for 365, so.
I know. So go to office.com and then
sign in.
I see it. Yeah, it's right there. It says transcribe.
So it's not in the downloaded application.
It's not on the desktop app. It's only on the online app. But that's okay. Anyway, the point is that either you or I can do it. I think I can give you a file to do it.
So then I go to...
Because ideally what I would want to do is take both of our tracks, both of our vocal tracks, and just kind of eyeball scan through it and just make sure that we're never talking over each other. Just like slide everything.
Testing.
So that we're never...
1, 2, 3. It's not recording. Hello. Oh, enable microphone. Oh yeah, I gotta enable that. Testing. 1, 2, 3. How are you doing? What's up? How's it going?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing great.
It won't hear you, I don't think. Save and transcribe now. Well, let's see.
You shouldn't have asked me how I was.
No, I'm just talking randomly. I'm asking the world how the world's doing.
Hey, world.
It says uploading to OneDrive. There it is. Well, testing 1, 2, 3. You know, the thing is, it doesn't put it in the document.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you have to put it in the document. Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can try. It's actually, interestingly, I'll share my screen.
That's not interesting.
If you
hold
let
on,
me.
Hold on. I'll have to multiple disk. Nope, that's not what I want. All participants. Yeah, I already have it. Who can share? All participants.
Well, I was gonna, but you said wait. Okay. See, Now, I don't know if it's the same way when you use a file, but it has little segments where it thinks it's a different speaker. And then this wasn't over here. Like, this was blank.
Yeah.
And so then what I had to do is go over here and add it. And it's one speaker at a time.
See the button down at the very bottom that says add all to document?
Yeah.
And there's probably a thing up top that will take off the time codes because it's like you don't really need the time codes.
Okay, I can look at that.
Yeah.
But okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it says, but if it thinks it's a different person, change all speaker. Change all speaker. What does that mean?
That just it gets you name the person. It didn't think it was a different person. It's just a different time code. It was like you were quiet because I was talking, and so it perceived it as space. So it still it knows that it's both you. Okay. It's just saying that there was a space between those two things. So after you said, "Well, testing 1, 2, 3, how's it doing? What's up? How's it going?" It heard three seconds of space or whatever, or 2 seconds of space, and then went, "Oh." Okay, well, that's 6 seconds again. I recognize that voice. That's Adam.
And there's no like time limit or anything, like an hour and a half. We can do an hour and a half show.
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, it's part of Office 365. Why would they limit it?
That's true. Is there a way to download from here?
Yes. See the, no, nope. You were there. See where it says share? On the right, I think you can just copy that URL. I don't know. There's a way to download it, I thought. No. Yeah, I don't know. It's so weird because some places don't want you to download their stuff anymore. Like, click on the three dots underneath the... No, the three... See where it cuts off our description and it cuts it off into three dots? The description. Down a little bit. There. Click on that. Does that open any... No, there's no new... It doesn't matter. I can send you the file. That's not the problem.
Right. Okay. Maybe they don't let you download. Actually, that's going to be interesting because. So another question.
But you could just arm your master recording and then use your master recording.
True. We're having a we're having production meeting chat room. Apologies. The other question would be if hold on, let me look at this share here.
All right, let's do this. Let's do our Star Trek thing so we can switch to regular headphones.
I wonder. Okay, I'm just curious because I assume. That we will also want to put a player so that there's audio on the page as well?
No, I would just link it to the other page just so you can like put the link to this there. So at the bottom, you would just share that episode and put the link to that episode.
It doesn't even share an episode. It just takes you to the entire page. Okay.
Well, sorry. No, it takes you to entire. No, go back to that page.
This is the share link.
Yes. Go to that share link. Okay,
I mean,
so
that's
if you click on the play
episodes.
Button, if you click at the button on the top, though, that's what's loaded in the player.
Yeah, but also if you, it doesn't matter. We can.
You don't even have to do that. You know what? You can share the Spotify screen, you know, so that it's the single player. You can share the Pod Chaser. Say, dear God, you have a lot of tabs open on your.
I do, don't I?
It's crazy.
I probably need to close that before we start because that could slow down my computer.
But what are you doing on your computer? The video is coming through your camera and the audio is coming through
your mixer. I know, but remember Zoom has crashed a couple of times for me?
Okay. Well, here's what I would like to do, Adam. I would like to go ahead and film our...
I know. I've got to find my card.
Oh, dear God. It's in the camera. We settled this last time.
No, because my camera is telling me there's no card. The call is coming from inside the house. The camera doesn't.
The call is coming from inside the house. I have new furniture.
Oh, do you?
I bought this lovely IKEA piece. It's called Alex.
Oh, is it the desk?
No, it's the drawers, you know, the.
Okay. How do you like
I needed a place to put my IFB and my headphones and all the cords and everything, so.
I thought about doing the YouTuber thing and getting the kitchen countertop that everyone recommends.
The kitchen countertop.
The kitchen countertop in IKEA.
Oh.
That all the YouTubers use. And then they buy two of those Alex things and they set the kitchen countertop on top of it.
Oh, yeah, that would... Yeah. I have an IKEA table, which is my normal desk, and then.
But first,
send Adam a spare SD card. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Christmas is coming up. If you want to give Adam
No, I don't need a spare one. Well, unless you think I'm going to lose it. It's just that if I don't put it back in the camera. Well, last week, in fairness, my dementia was setting in and the card was actually in the camera.
It's true.
But this week, it was
not in the
camera.
All right, let's do this. All right, chat room, we're going to ignore you
for... Okay, now I'm recording.
We're going to ignore you for a bit while we record our Star Trek : Lower Decks... Gizmo.
Me. Okay.
All right. Are you ready, Adam?
I'm ready, Daniel.
Are you recording audio, Adam?
Yes.
Okay, great. You had a panic look on your face.
I'm like recording video as well.
Well, yeah. Well, I know you're recording video. You would never forget that. Hi, I'm Daniel.
And I'm Adam.
And welcome back to Mix Minus. Shit. No, we're starting again. I don't even remember what's the name of this episode? No Small Parts?
Yes, I think.
Star Trek Lower Decks.
That sounds right.
I know, but I don't want to get, No Small Parts. Sorry. All right, here we go.
Hold on. Okay, I'm ready.
Hi, I'm Daniel.
And I'm Adam.
And welcome back to Mix Minus Recap Star Trek : Lower Decks. Tonight we're going to take a look at episode 10, the finale, titled No Small Parts. Well, if you want to hear us talk about Star Trek Discovery, you're going to have to listen to our regular podcast, yep, which you can find at mixminuspodcast.com. And for the final time, then, do something.
Just live long and prosper! I'm taking out my...
Oh, I can actually hear again.
You missed Scott Sater.
I saw it out of the corner of my eye, but I wasn't going to like say something while we were videoing.
He's like, fine, you're not going to talk to me?
I know.
I'm going to bed.
That's all right. Cool. Goodbye, Scott. I know you already left a long time ago, but goodbye nonetheless.
Hi, my name is Ray.
You fucked my girlfriend.
Not at all. I need to open the trellis.
Nothing on the trellis.
I know.
Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
But also, I'm just going to look at it. Have you put anything?
Look at the left-hand column there.
No, I mean specifically in tonight's show.
No, because we were going to talk about what we wanted to talk about. What did we want to talk about tonight? There's many things here on this list.
Oh, I had a couple of things.
What is this corporate podcast that you put up there?
I've wondered whether, since I have a skill at podcasting and I'm a product owner now, and one of your goals as a product owner is to market your products, if it would be, because a lot of companies have internal podcasts now.
Yes.
And I'm just, I was thinking I was going to discuss with you whether it might be a good idea for me to.
Oh, you should do that. Because you know what? I can speak to that because I don't do internal podcasts, but I do training video stuff of things.
But we should talk about it on the show. And
Yeah. We should. I'm looking now to see whether I have.
And the other thing is they all know I podcast because now they're seeing me in my studio when we have Zoom calls. And they're all like, why do you have all that equipment?
I don't know.
Oh, you know, I just...
Why do you have all that equipment?
So those will be my two. There.
Hey, my name is Ray, and tonight you fuck my girlfriend.
I'll do that. I even put a little small, medium, large on those for you. There we go.
Look at you.
There
Look
are mine. You. There you. Are mine.
You are.
On just, top of it.
Just. To give you an award.
So So what are you going to talk about, Daniel?
I'm going to talk about those same things, Adam.
No, those were mine. What's yours?
I'm going to talk about the same. I'm going to talk to you about those things.
What, Ratchet? Is it Ratchet or is it Ratchet?
Ratchet.
But it's spelled E-D, I believe. Anyway.
Is Nurse Ratchet, right?
But is it Ratchet or Ratchet?
No, Ratchet. Nurse Ratchet.
Okay.
It's however they spelled it.
I always thought it was Ratchet until this movie came out and the movie was Ratchet.
I can't believe I can't find it.
I don't know what you're looking for.
I was looking for my training video. Oh. It's like, where would I have put it?
I have done some training videos for my product, and I need to update them because we have a new UI now. But I was talking about, you know, also a podcast where I could interview like various products and be like, oh, what's new in your product this quarter? Or, you know, what would you like people to, I don't know. It might be stupid, but I mean, you know, I know how to produce a podcast.
Right.
Anyway, I shouldn't spoil all the content for the show.
Let's see. The equipment is for the kids.
I don't know. We don't have any contact this week, by the way.
I know. Well, in fairness, our email address was broken until Tuesday. So if we did have it, we would not have it. Oh, I finished watching that show that you hate, Schitt's Creek, but that's not going to be any fun to talk about because you hate it.
No, I don't hate it. I just didn't like it enough to continue watching it. There's a difference.
Do I kind of want to make fun of this? You get nervous when we make fun of other shows.
What show?
It is this. All right. These people spam my campground Facebook group.
I don't care if they're not a current member of Pride 48.
A member of Pride. No, this is a television.
Well, they talk about it.
They like to think that they're a television show because they love to keep saying that they're, you know, that it's like.
Well, good evening, America. It is 7 p.m. It's Monday, October 5th, and this is Queer News Tonight, the world's first live LGBTQ daily evening news. And it is time to queer up the news.
Is it really? Is it? Do we know that?
Watch as we bring these and other stories from the LGBTQ headlines.
It's no better produced than our Star Trek videos. In fact, I would say audio-wise, we're way better.
I was going to say, where are they recording this? In the trunk of a car? Like
Pretty much. As far as I can tell, it's an old guy who has a lot of money, and he's basically getting a bunch of twinks to, play newscaster.
Wow. Are they naked?
Well, not on camera, but
it would be more interesting.
I'm just saying it feels like that's like he used to do something in media, probably like work at a radio station or a television station, and now he's retired and now he's, you know, basically using this.
Well, we should talk about it on the show.
You don't want to make fun of them.
No, I do. As long as they're not Pride 48. Love it. I would love to make fun of them.
All right. We'll do it.
Hi, Kathy Marshall. I saw you about to type and then you stopped, but I'm saying hi anyway.
Hi, Kathy Marshalls.
I mean, I assume if you were about to type, you're also listening. I could be completely wrong about that, but I am making that assumption. Oh, you're about to type again. I see.
Kathy Marshall says hi! Exclamation point.
Well, what was that other thing you were about to type that you must have deleted?
You know what, Adam? It just, anytime that she moves her mouse or touches her keyboard, Discord is focused, it's going to say she's typing.
Actually, I hate that feature. All chat programs that have that telling, and they all do, I hate it. Because, especially in Slack at work, because I'm not good at responding in Slack. So if I see someone is about to type, I will sit there and watch the Slack in expectation of them actually typing something. And minutes will go by, and then nothing. And it drives me nuts because then I'm like, okay, fine. I'm going to go to another screen. And then inevitably, like 5 minutes later, they do type something and then I miss it. And 3 hours later, I'm like, oh, sorry, I didn't see that. She was going to say something snarky. So she did. She did that thing where you type part of a sentence and then you delete it.
One moment, please.
What are you doing? Are you like clipping some audio and... All right, everyone, let's give Daniel a few moments to gather his thoughts and do whatever he's doing right now. It appears that he's possibly texting with someone.
Going through my mixer settings because I'm trying to...
Keep going.
Trying to turn something on.
Pay no never mind to me. I'm just entertaining the chat room. That's all.
Have you...
No, I don't know. Have I what?
Turned on original audio?
No.
Well, that's why it was clipping on me. I was basically going for, I was trying to see if there was any difference.
I was clipping?
I just turned on the big bottom. Do you hear anything different?
I heard myself echo back a little, but it was coming from your headphones. It was coming from your headphones. It's not.
Do I sound any different with a big bottom?
Well, I was going to say, other than the fact that you're now like bent over and talking to me.
I'm looking over there. I can't see you on the screen right now.
I was trying for a joke there and it didn't.
Oh, my big bottom.
You're bent over and now you've
bent over.
Yeah.
With my big bottom.
Well, I was going more for the you're a bottom joke, but sure. You can go for the big bottom joke as well.
Me being a bottom is not a joke. I am a bottom. It's just like the big bottom is the joke.
It made you more of a bottom, a bigger bottom. Is your original sound on?
Yeah, I have mine. You know what? You can set it in your audio settings. Say every time I use this device, just do it.
I ain't got no time for that. I don't think you sound any different either way. Like, I didn't notice a change when you...
When you turned on the big bottom. I'm gonna turn it off now. There, I've turned off the big bottom.
Okay, turn it back on. And say
now that, I've turned on the big bottom.
It is exactly the same.
I'm wondering. Yeah. It's hard to
It's exactly the same. Like there is no Daniel, your voice already has a lot of big bottom. So like if it was my voice, all of a sudden I would sound like this, you know, or whatever.
Oh no, it's not a pitch shifter. It's not a pitch shifter or anything like that. It's just supposed to take
more full, right? It takes the highs out.
No, it just throws in some more bass.
Cause you know it's all about that bass, no treble.
Oh, the debate has been canceled.
We knew that. We knew that already.
We knew that Numbnut said he didn't want to go to it. I figured, and Biden was like, well, I'll be there. And then I figured, okay, great. It'll just be a 90-minute display of Biden. No.
Here's what's going to happen. We know this, or I knew this. The debate commission said they were going to do it virtually because they can't be sure that Trump is not
but
still.
Then Trump said,
I will not do it virtually, probably because they have a mute button on Zoom and he doesn't want to be muted. Well,
yeah, that's what he said.
And so then Joe Biden said, great, I will do a town hall. So ABC is doing a town hall with Joe Biden on the same night as the debate. Trump is now in negotiations with NBC to also do a town hall at the same time. So we're going to have dueling town halls on two different networks.
Ding, 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 ding.
So then it'll be a big, who got the best ratings? You know, sort of thing, right?
Yeah.
So where do I do this automatic? Where do I set it to always do original sound?
So I go into audio settings, and then I chose...
Because I don't see that.
Relax.
I am relaxed.
Gonna get there. Automatically join, blah, blah, blah. So I went into advanced. Echo cancellation. Is it show in meeting, enable original sound from microphone? Right? So when I click that.
It says show in meeting option to enable.
Right.
Yes.
And then I think when I clicked on original sound, when I turned on original sound, it somehow gave me an option that said always do this. I don't know where it was at. it gave me a thing. It's just like, do you want to always do that?
Well, that's helpful. Well, it didn't give me that option, so it's fine. I'll just forget and you can keep reminding me. Be like, Adam, do you have an original sound? Well, I know, Daniel. I don't. Let me turn it on. You're muted now. Do you know that you're muted? You muted yourself. On Zoom. On Zoom. On Zoom.
Okay, fine. It was just like the chat room. Well, yeah, the people that are listening on Discord are just like, no, he's not muted. What are you talking about? All right, never mind.
I don't know what you were saying.
I was looking for the way to do it, and I didn't. That's, you know, fine. What? All right, I got to get out of this menu because it's like I don't need my big bottom.
I don't think so.
For the purposes of this recording this evening, I will not be using my big bottom.
See what I've got for later. Ooh.
Are they? Oh, do you use that as a suppository like you do the red? The.
No, but probably after eating it, I won't need one. Well, that's not what a suppository is for.
What was it that you said looked like suppository?
Hot tamales.
Hot tamale. Now,
yeah.
All right. I feel like maybe you haven't seen a suppository lately.
Well, they're not the same color, but they're the same shape.
No. It's not even. No, but they're hot tamales are this.
Yeah.
This small,
yeah,
and suppositories are usually like three times the size.
Well, they might be. I don't know.
Just saying. I feel like your childhood memory of a suppository.
Well, I didn't look at them. When I was little, they came wrapped in like foil. These suppositories, you know, they'd get a prescription bottle.
No, you're talking. I know what suppositories
they'd
are.
They'd be
yes.
wrapped in foil. And it was like a candy almost. And she unwrapped the foil. And they were generally like a white color.
Taste horrible, though. Do not eat them.
But I don't know how long they were. I just remember the feeling of having them shoved up your butt was not a good feeling for me. I did not enjoy it.
Amateur. Because it was a kind of a thing while I was toying around a couple of years ago. Because people were saying, oh, you know, you can make cannabis suppositories.
Oh, my God. Really? are you that bored? Like, how else am I going to get my high? I know. I'm going to make a cannabis suppository. I'm going to stick it up my ass. I mean, what? It's like those girls in college who decided they were going to soak tampons in vodka or whatever and insert them in to get drunk. And I mean, I guess it works, but I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, I don't like suppositories, and that's what the shape of hot tamales remind me of.
I do not like suppositories.
Is that even still a thing? Do they still even prescribe suppositories anymore?
Yeah, sure. Because there's sometimes that, you know, you could get, like, if you're throwing up everything that you're eating, then your choices are give them an IV, which is not something that most people can do in their homes, or they can take something rectally.
You know, maybe that antiviral that... Trump took pushing. Maybe that could come as a suppository, because they were saying one of the reasons they were going to have trouble distributing that to people who were not yet in the hospital.
You know what? If it was a Trump branded virus antidote, that I would absolutely believe it was a suppository. It's just like one more chance to fuck over the American public. Here you go. Stick this up your ass. That would literally just like Trump antibodies. Stick this up your ass.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, it's another way for him to be a pain in my ass as well. Because they were saying that FDA has approved it now for prescribing to people who have not yet been admitted to the hospital. But...
What? Wait. Subscribe. Wait.
The antiviral that he took, Recidivir or whatever.
Oh, yeah. That's not an antiviral. Okay.
Whatever.
That's a cocktail. It's an antibody cocktail.
Yeah. So, but the problem is it's IV drug. So they're trying to figure out a way to deliver it to people not in an IV, because you can't really give yourself an IV at home.
Right. There you go. They should do it as a suppository or eye drops. The other big thing is nose sprays.
That's like what they're looking at.
Yeah. Nasal sprays have been a new thing because, you know, we're America and we have a problem talking about our butts. Ew, I don't want to stick something up my butt.
No. They are talking about a nose spray is what they're talking about.
Okay, great.
That's what I read.
Well, if you read it, it must be true.
I mean, it was a reputable news site. It wasn't Fox News.
Was it... what news sites do you read?
I don't know. Whatever comes up on my phone. But it was either like CNN or Wall Street Journal.
You read the Daily Caller?
My phone, literally, website? I don't go to any particular site. What I do is, like most phones, my phone gives me news stories. You know, And they're all from different sites. And I just say, oh, that looks interesting. Like, here's one from Deadline.
Yeah.
Here's one. Most of mine are.
But what are you using Google News or are you using, you know, Microsoft News? What's your.
Well,
I use Google News, but then I also have subscriptions to the New York Times and the Washington Post. So I bounce.
I'm going to guess.
Those three.
So I don't know the answer to your question, Daniel, because I'm not really sure.
I don't know. It just shows up on my phone. But, I have no idea why. It just came out of nowhere.
I mean, but I'm going to guess.
I was sitting down. I was about to watch The Great American Bake Off, and then this news story just popped right up in front of me. And I was like, what the hell am I supposed to do? I guess I have to read it now.
I'm going to guess it's Bing, like Bing News, because I'm using the Microsoft launcher.
It's like,
because this is a Surface Duo.
Okay. So when you say Bing News, all I think is news. It's like every so often it's just like news story.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's just like Google News, except it's not Google News, but it's the same concept.
Right. No, I use Credge. Do you use Credge?
Yeah, I am now, because here's what happened. I told you about this. When I first got the Surface Duo, only on my mobile device, not on the computer. I still use Chrome.
Oh, no, I use Credge as my main.
But,
go ahead.
But when I first, and I showed you this, when I first got the Surface Duo, Chrome had that bug that I showed you.
Yeah.
And so I stopped using Chrome on my Surface Duo and started using Edge.
But so here's you know why I use Edge as my browser at work exclusively?
Of extinction. Why?
Because there's one too many times when I was sharing my screen and was typing in web addresses that Chrome was auto completing a whole bunch of porn sites, and I was just basically like, stop it. And it's just like, I use Credge for work, and I use Chrome for personal, and then that way I don't get surprised by a whole bunch of crazy.
Kathy Marshall says the monoclonal treatment isn't through phase 3 approval. It seems to cause feelings of grandiosity. Now, is that a joke?
So the
or is that true?
Well,
because I mean,
I know that one of the side effects of the steroids that they had him pumped up on was that. So
there was a question as to whether or not there's a podcast tonight. And I will have you know, dear listeners of the live stream, this is the bonus content that you guys get. So you're lucky.
Hold on. Cyclone was making a joke.
I know. I'm responding jokingly.
Are you, though?
Are you?
It's like really? Passive jokingly. Is that a phrase? Passive joke. It's just like I was being passive aggressively joking.
Some people pay good money for this bonus content.
Nobody's paid any money for the bonus content. I haven't put the bonus content anywhere yet. I was going to talk to you about that. I thought about it. And I'm just like, do we really need to have like a whole like another account or whatever? Couldn't we just put it like on your server? And because you already have a way to make RSS feeds, and we just don't submit that as a podcast. In other words, it's just a private RSS feed that we would give to Level 13, but it's not published on iTunes or, you know, it's not submitted anywhere. It's just
we can. That's possible.
Do you have, doesn't your plan have some stupid unlimited stuff or whatever? Otherwise I'll just get a regular hosting plan.
My plan.
Your hosting plans. Didn't we used to publish Dubious Intent directly on your servers?
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm not. Yes. Yes.
So can't we go back to doing that for this?
Yeah.
In other words, we don't need to submit it. We just need to create an RSS feed.
Yes. I can do that.
Great. So then what you need to do is give me access to how to FTP it up or to, you know, to drop it in.
Okay.
And then it's done. We don't need to write articles or anything like that, right?
Well, to
make the RSS.
To make
okay.
it an RSS
yeah,
feed.
But yeah. Okay. Well, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine.
Create a thing.
All right. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that. It's exciting.
Okay. Yeah. I would like to say hi to TB.
TB.
He is not chatting in the chat room, but he is listening. So it's fine if you don't want to say anything to us, but I just want to say hello because I see you there. Oh,
you look, he's waving.
Saying hi. He's waving. We're glad to have you. And in case you didn't know, we haven't started the podcast yet, as Cyclone, you know, alluded to earlier.
We like to, you know, get properly motivated to start our podcast. That's
yeah, exactly.
Look, this is the only time that I ever get to talk to Adam is on Friday night. So it's like I like to talk to Adam. And
we put our suppositories in. We need to let them dissolve and you know, disseminate it around our organs.
Wow.
Before we start.
That took a turn.
Disseminate's not really the right word. They need to be absorbed through the rectal walls. And then into the bloodstream.
All right. I'm pretty sure you mean the intestines, but that's all right. That's all right. Yeah. Sure. Rectal walls. Let's go with that.
Aren't there some rectal hair?
Hell, a damn near killed him. What?
It's a rectum. Don't you have a rectal wall? Well,
the rectum is the opening, the end opening. It's just like it's your lower intestine that ends up in your rectum.
Sorry.
The rectum is the area where your sphincter is like keeps the traffic.
Sorry, the lower intestinal walls.
There you go.
It has to be absorbed.
Yes.
We have to get our CBD absorption.
As it turns out, the intestinal walls are quite good at absorbing because it's like that's why people like will do that with MDMA, right? They'll do shotgunning with, they'll stick ecstasy up their butt.
I mean, my grandma used to say, what'd she used to say?
My rectal walls would not be. No, I'm sure your grandma didn't talk about her rectal
walls. Oh yeah, this is my dad's mom, not my mom's mom, but my dad's mom used to say, "Well, honey, everybody for their own thing. Everybody for their own thing." That's what she used to say.
Kathy Marshall would like to know if your parents are wearing masks now that Trump got sick.
Well, you know, it's hard to say. I haven't seen them since he got sick. But also, anytime I see them, we're in their house or our house. I haven't seen them in public settings.
Our house.
So
in the middle of our street, house.
And because I know wearing a mask should not be political, but because it was made political, I avoid asking them if they're wearing masks because I don't want a political conversation to ensue.
Oh, we have a thing tonight.
Oh, a thing.
Yes, I completely forgot about the thing. And you know what? I owe them an email too.
Commercial?
In the middle of our show, we're going to play this.
Hi, I'm Bobby.
I'm Jim.
And we are She's Not Doing So Well. On Wednesdays, we have a new episode that comes out. Every Wednesday, not necessarily at noon or like 10, but sometimes she's a little late. She's a little late, but she's worth it. So make sure you check us out on Apple, Spotify, or any of the major platforms. Also, you can go to shesnotdoingswell.com. Rate us, review us, and follow us.
5 stars, obviously. Huh.
They sound so professional. We've been podcasting for so long, and I was just like, oh, hey, we've got a show. Listen to it. Actually, I don't know. Did you produce a very commercially sounding?
I haven't done that yet.
No. Oh, okay. I see. Well, then I stand by my comment.
I just wait. So you're just like, oh, we're professional. We're podcast professionals, and ours just sounds like crap. And then knowing full well that I'm the one that does all the editing for the show.
Well, no, I felt like what I said in the recording.
I felt like the sound on the last episode was as close to perfect as I've ever gotten on it.
I think you're a fantastic editor. That's not what
So 2 episodes ago, I feel like the music tracks were slight, you know, after I threw in the multiband compression on the voices were up above. So it's like the music tracks were just not as bright. So it's like this time I renormalized all the music tracks and so before I did the compression. And then actually this week I'll be mastering at the end.
Oh, I mean, I normally master at the end.
Before you take your suppositories.
Yeah. No, their commercial sounds good. But I was thinking, and I said this on Geeky Gay, so I'm sure you took note of this. I was thinking that one of the other things that we should offer on Pride 48 is, or ask people to do, is to advertise other podcasts that are in Pride 48. So I was thinking we should, like, you know.
Well, that's the plan, is that they so you create. Have, yeah, so like you have the page right now where you can play the thing, where you can download the things.
It's the web ring of podcasting.
Right. And then so then you could make another page. So the Promote Pride 48 page, which has such wonderful things as this.
This podcast
not that one. That one sucks. This one. This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Yeah, great ones like that. And not shitty ones like...
A proud member of the Pride 48 Podcast...
I did notice you're rotating through them on Geeky Gay.
I am.
Yeah.
I am.
So the my point is that, yeah, we can also make a page of show commercials that yes. people is like, hey... You can just be an honor system kind of thing. It's like, hey, if you play my commercial on your show, I'll play yours. And
you remember that idea you had a long time ago to have an internal rating and then sort by the internal rating?
Yes, I know you're going to do that. Yes.
Yeah. I don't know what I don't know what the algorithms. I know I said it on Geeky Gay, didn't I? But yes. I don't know what the algorithm is going to be. But
you don't?
I don't know. No.
Well, I can tell you what the algorithm should be.
Well, I mean, I know it's going to be like most recent release.
Yes. A show that has a recent release should bubble up to the top of the list. However, there should be
But there's a score. So what I got to figure out is like
The score was just really you could handle the score in by adjusting for the frequency. So it's like the score is basically a frequency. What I didn't want to happen was, you know, you do a daily show, so you're always going to be at the top of the list, right?
But I mean, shouldn't I be?
No, you could be sometimes, but you don't need to always be. Like Fatty also does a daily show. And it's like, so in order to keep the top two positions or the top three positions from always being just the daily shows, then what I was going to say is like, if you do a weekly show, then it's like you're getting a multiplier by 7 so that you're, or by 5, so that it's like, okay. So if you do 5 shows, you're on the same level with them. So it's just going to be whoever had the most recent, as opposed to if you skip a week, then you've dropped down some, right? It's just, in other words, I was just trying to, that was the only reason that the internal score existed was just to try to normalize the frequency of the podcast so that, hey, I only do a show every 2 weeks. And it's like, therefore I'm always down at the bottom of the list, but it's just kind of like, well, if you have new content, you should get to enjoy being up front at least for a little while, for like a day or two or something. So that was all that was just to kind of bump those scores up so that people could be higher in the list because they had a more infrequent show than daily.
Yes. The other thing though is like, you can't just keep adding to the score. There has to be subtraction that happens on a regular basis so that like, if it's out of 100, for instance.
Oh, no. Because I wasn't going to actually ever store the score. I was going to store the variance. So it's like, if I do a daily show, then what I'm storing is the time between my last show. Like how you know, between the last show and this one, how much time was there? You know, if it's 0, then that's high, right? If there's 1, then it's a day. If it's 2, then there's 2. It's
but like, I want to sort it based on score because I don't want to code in PHP.
Okay, great.
So what I'm building is a separate application that's going to run beside the WordPress instance that's in Java because I don't want to do PHP. So I was just going to update the score based on whatever the algorithm is.
Got it.
Okay, do we want to do a show?
Yes, but now I'm completely out of drink.
Oh. Okay, well, go refill your Walmart strawberry kiwi or whatever it is. What's the name of that cat behind you? Not you don't have a living cat behind. Yes, that one.
That is Mochi. Mochi is from Big Hero 6.
Okay.
He is the one that Baymax is petting and goes, furry baby.
Okay, yeah.
That is Mochi. This is my newest one. I have a Dante. Ooh, here, I'll show it. I have a Dante.
What's that from?
He's from Coco. He's Miguel.
I've seen Coco. Is that the one where they're all dead or they die?
He's Miguel's dog. And then at the end of the show, he turns into, I can never say the name, but it's like an Alejandro or whatever. He becomes like Pepita. He's a spirit animal at the end and he's multicolored like rainbow. But this is him in his corporeal form.
Oh, very nice. Okay, everyone go refresh your beverages.
This is Pepe.
Okay.
He's from World of Warcraft. He lives in your garrison and he'll get on your head.
Oh.
Now he's down. He's just got tossed down into the bottom there next to Perry the Platypus. Not
who
to be confused.
Who is in
Phineas and Ferb.
Phineas and Ferb. Auntie Vera Scott was a voice on Phineas and Ferb a few episodes.
Yes.
Yeah.
He also, on my birthday 1 year, actually had the guy that does Perry's voice send me a birthday card.
Oh, that's nice. Was it like one of those things where the guy did, yeah, go. It's fine. I don't need an answer. It's probably one of those things where the what's that website where these hacks that can't get work anymore, they'll like sing happy birthday to you or whatever for money. I can't remember the name of the place. I always feel sorry for those people. Yeah, Cameo. Thank you. Yes, Cameo. So I got in my new Surface Duo yesterday. So I'm going to be backing up the old one and putting everything on the new one and then boxing it up and shipping it back. Hacks is probably the wrong word, but I couldn't think of the word. I was like, has-beens. That might be better. Has-been. You know, actors and famous people who can't get work anymore. And they're like, oh, well, you know, they say, yeah, sure. C-list, D-list. True. Maybe ones that could never get work. They're actually, you know, Keeping Up with the Kardashians was canceled. So before long, the Kardashians are going to be on Cameo. I mean, they have to have a way, you know, to keep making money. So who knows? Maybe one day I'll be able to get, you know, Kim Kardashian to say happy birthday to me or something like that. I mean, I'm sure they're going to do just fine. It's canceled. So it's going to get Creeping Up with the Conways with Kellyanne. Oh, they won't need the... Oh, so we think Kanye's going to become president? Is that what we're thinking? I heard that Kim is kind of keeping him out of the limelight now that he's having mental issues. She's trying to keep him out of the limelight.
Like Nancy Reagan did with Ronnie.
Yeah.
All right, Adam. I'm ready. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm recording.
Oh, I'm not?
Well, I just literally just hit record.
Oh, okay, great.
So I am recording now.
Then let's, as they say, kick this pig.